We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
4 o'clock hour on opening day, and we're at the Amerant Bank Arena, by the way. Tonight here at the Panthers game is 2010's night, and all fans in attendance will receive a 2010's puck. That's when you leave, by the way. They are not, because I'm holding it. These are legit pucks. They're not going to hand these out as people are walking in. They're going to end up all over the ice.
Yeah, it's a smart move.
So these are going to be given out as people leave. And to celebrate the 2010s, Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton, they're going to be banging the drum pregame. Ed Jovanovsky is participating in the ceremonial puck drop. Panthers legend Jovo going to join us in the 5 o'clock hour. Doug Plagan's going to join us this hour. I will start out this 4 o'clock hour with the stock market report. That's sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Not a ton of action on Wall Street today. Dow Jones up 47 points, S&P 500 up 5 points, and the NASDAQ down 20 points. So not a ton of action. And I'll give you your official cat talk for the day. Hockey fans, don't sit this one out. When it's game time, make Celsius a part of your play and get that energy up. Game day is fueled by Celsius Essential Energy Drinks, the official energy drink of the Florida Panthers. So it is the Islanders tonight here in Sunrise, 7 p.m. puck drop. You can hear the game right here on 560 WQAM. Saturday, they host the Red Wings right here before they hit the road. The Panthers have exactly 10 games left in the season. And I want them to get the dub tonight, not just because I want them to kind of get off the schneid, but because I have also put in a parlay. So before the Marlins game starts in about 5 minutes, I have two pieces of action. I have decided to forego the Nerfy or the Yerfy because I kind of feel like in the 2 o'clock hour, I gave it the bad juju because I couldn't even understand the bet. So, you know, let me do something that I can understand so when I lose, I understand why I lost. So I have two plays in action right now. I have a Marlins parlay, Jake Berger to hit a ding-dong, and Jazz Chisholm to get a hit, at least one hit.
All right.
And my other wager is the Marlins to win and the Panthers to win.
We got action.
So we got some action.
All right.
First pitch is like 4 minutes away. I've been debating whether I'm going to put it up on my app or not on my phone, but then I'm going to start paying attention to that rather than paying attention to the show. So right. I'm debating.
Hawk, I'm going with the Yerfy. I'm putting in, yeah.
You've been pretty certain since 2 o'clock that you enjoy the Yerfy today, which is, yes, there will be a run scored in the first inning.
Yeah, I like it. So I put it in.
It's in.
It's done. It's
right.
In.
Well, I'm glad I didn't bet it because I don't want to bet against you.
All right. You're laying off. I decided. I'm all in. Let's go on the Yerfy.
What do you think, Jimmy? Think there'll be a run scored in the first inning?
Yes, by the Marlins.
You do? He thinks it'll be the Marlins.
Let's
all
go.
Right.
Let's go.
I hope he's right for your sake, Solana.
Let's go, baby. I'm excited. Never felt more alive for opening day.
All right, I've opened the Xfinity app. I'm not going to lie.
Might do the same, Hawk.
I can only watch it in-home, it says. I got to be on my in-home Wi-Fi.
You could do it through the Bally Sports app.
I guess through the Bally Sports app, yeah.
No, but I think it's the same thing with the Bally Sports app. I think you have to be
No, the Bally Sports app you can watch anywhere.
Yeah?
When you're watching it through your cable provider, there's times where you can, times where you can't. Happy birthday today, by the way, to Max Struess. 28 years old.
The Struess juice.
All right, let's get headlines here. Because Doug Plagans is going to join us. And Jimmy, are you watching the game? You have it up on your computer?
No, I do not. I have other games, but not the Marlins game, unfortunately.
Really? You can't get it either?
No. I don't have Xfinity.
Well, I do, and I can't get it. I got to get it through the Bally Sports app.
Let's go, baby. We're up and running.
You got
Let's
it? Go, look at that.
Baby. Yeah.
What are you watching it through, the Bally Sports app?
Hawk, you know, I just got a little stream going.
I opened the Bally Sports app. Mine says, out of bounds. We're having trouble loading your page.
It's a good start.
Out of bounds.
believe it's a foul ball. I don't know if they have their terminology correct on Bally.
All right, well, let me know what goes on. So
I'm ready to go.
Give me some headlines. Hey, if you move your TV a little bit to the left, I'll be able to see it as well.
There you go.
Thank you. There you go.
Yeah, we've got the Pittsburgh Pirates broadcast up and running, baby. Let's go. All right. These headlines are driven. The new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store? Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. You do have the Miami Heat versus Portland tomorrow. Duncan and Tyler are still out. Kevin Love is probable. Jimmy Butler, probable. Caleb and Jaime Jaquez Jr. all listed as probable for tomorrow's game.
I give you 15 minutes of heat because Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment. 15 minutes of heat is sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $8,000 trade, KendallDodgeChryslerJeepRam.com. Reminder, the Heat are back with their Junior Heat Summer Camp, which is June 17th through August 17th. Boys and girls ages 7 to 16 can sharpen their game, be it either Slam Miami or Cooper City High School. Campers can participate in a variety of competitions and fundamental drills and games. If you want info on how to sign up your kids, go to heat.com/juniorheat. I'll read you one quick question from Ask Ira in the Sun Sentinel. Ira, Jimmy Butler, and this is what's going to happen, by the way, for the last 10 games or so of the season. Jimmy Butler is going to continue to command a huge salary the next few years. Do the Heat continue to give that salary to a part-time player getting up in years? Would it be better to move Jimmy and see if they can get some younger players and use some of the money saved to keep some of the talent that they are developing instead of losing them to other teams? Doesn't look like they have much else to offer other teams to get back players to build up the team. Tyler Hero has probably lost more market value because of his numerous injuries, and they don't have much else to offer anyone. And Ira says, I received a bunch of these types of emails in the wake of Jimmy Butler missing Tuesday night's loss to the Warriors due to illness. So, Ira says, if you also chimed in, consider this your answer. And the answer to all such Jimmy questions comes down to this, and only this. We have to wait and see how this book ends. If the final 2023-2024 chapter is a deep playoff run, then nothing else matters, just as it didn't last season or even the season before. If Jimmy Butler makes at least the Eastern Conference Finals for the fourth time in his five seasons with the Heat, then all else melts away. Likely? Well, a run to last season's NBA Finals arguably was even more unlikely. And I'm with that. People are going to complain about Jimmy when he misses games because That's what fans do, and I get it, by the way. I'm not saying it's not fair to complain when your favorite player is missing. But it does not matter if they go deep in the playoffs like they seem to consistently do with Jimmy Butler. If it ends with a thud this year, then that particular noise is going to get louder. I'm with Ira.
Yeah, but Hawk, the idea, I saw this a lot also, and you see it around this time every year.
Yep.
Last year, when they lost to the Hawks in the play-in tournament, we talked about it, right? People were claiming that beating the Bulls would set back this organization more than just making the playoffs, and then they
got
were
an out. They
it
an
was.
Out.
Yeah, we do have an out. We do have one out right now.
Let's go.
Let's go, Zeus.
Oh no, wait. I'm rooting for a Yerfie. I'm thinking Nerfy. No, let's get some hits.
Ooh. Come on, ump.
Come on,
blue.
Ump.
Come on, blue. Come on, blue. The hell?
Hey, bada 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 bada.
I mean, I love you, Zeus, but that ball was a good 3 feet below the strike zone. This guy called a strike, a bump.
I'm going to watch it on the CBS Sports app with just like the little dots that tell you what's going on.
Yeah. Hawk, I get so frustrated with this because you have a stretch, three of four seasons getting to the Eastern Conference Finals. And what's been the common denominator in all of those seasons? Jimmy Butler playing outstanding. Two finals appearances.
100%.
I mean, you're close. I agree. You need an upgrade in the roster, I think, to be a legitimate, perennial NBA Finals contender. That was Dame this offseason. It didn't end up happening. I realize that. But the idea that people want to trade the best player that this franchise has had since Dwayne Wade and the most consistent playoff performer that this franchise has had outside of LeBron James and Dwayne Wade is just asinine. I
would like to say, by the way, I don't care if they lose in the play-in round. I want Jimmy Butler here for the rest of his career.
What do people want? What's the alternative?
I feel the same way with Tua, though. To me, it's the same argument with Tua. It's like, oh, you move on from Jimmy. Who are you going out to get?
It's. I agree from the context of, okay, you replaced Tua this year.
Who I see
you,
a runner on second on my app.
No, there's two outs right now. I could be way behind, though.
I'm sure you are. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I believe there's a runner on second.
Yeah, there's a runner on second.
Yeah, I could be way behind here. What's the alternative, then? People are frustrated with Jimmy Butler not playing games. I understand. I totally understand that. It's not fun going to watch every single home game or every single road game covering this team, and your best player is missing at least, you know, 25 to 30 games a season. I realize that. I can totally understand the frustration. What's the alternative? You want to be Washington? You want to trade Jimmy Butler, reset,
totally agree.
Get assets for Jimmy Butler, right? Because you're not trading Jimmy for another superstar or whale, because who is it? If somebody's trading for Jimmy Butler, they're trading because they believe Jimmy Butler will be a great complementary piece to take them over the top with the other superstars or whales that they have. So you're trading Jimmy Butler to reset and to acquire assets and to start rebuilding, go into your next era. And what? That's what you want to do if you're a Heat fan? You want to punt on a team that's close? They're close. They're right there. They just need to add that one extra piece that takes them above and over the mountaintop. And you want to give that up. You want to give up something close?
Not me.
For what? Two or three first-round picks from a team, and then you want to be the Oklahoma City Thunder for 4 or 5 years? You want to be the Washington Wizards for 4 or 5 years?
You're going to draft James Wiseman.
It just blows my mind. You want to have conversations about trading a guy like Tyler Hero. You want to have conversations about trading guys like Caleb Martin before the trade deadline because you're probably not going to be able to afford him this offseason, and you want to cash in. Like, those are fair conversations to have. The idea that Pat Riley is going to trade Jimmy Butler or Bam Adebayo is dumb. You are dumb if you think that's going to happen. Really, you are. And there's no other way to put it. They're not going to trade one of the best players in franchise history a year after he took them to the NBA Finals and had some of the greatest.
Well, they let Dwayne Wade walk, and he's the best player in franchise history. So yeah. I don't think it's as asinine as you're making it out to sound.
I do think, because, you know, I think the context with Dwayne Wade was a little bit different, and I realize they did let D. Wade walk, but, you know, there's also a case to be made that the front office learned from that. They realized that they can't allow that to happen again, because what ended up happening, you had to deal with Dion Waiters, James Johnson.
Marlins got out of the inning. Sorry, Solana. Dang. But no runs in the top half of the first. Marlins will come to the plate. Luis Arraez, Bell, and De La Cruz.
Let's go.
Are your first three batters. By the way, the Hard Rock app, you can live bet the speed of every next pitch.
That's sick.
I cannot wait to get home. I will watch a Mariners A's game if I can bet the speed of every pitch.
You want to know the games tonight?
No.
Okay. Just sick of these Heat fans, and they're miserable. Trade Jimmy Butler. You're miserable.
Somebody texts in, I'm dumb. Come meet me in Kendall, homie.
Yeah, you're dumb. I don't know what else to tell you. You are.
I don't think it's as clear-cut as you're making it sound, because if they don't go anywhere and they do have a lot of money on the line with Jimmy, and you're like, I don't think it's as clear-cut as you're making it sound.
No, I think what's clear-cut, in my opinion, is that, okay, you buying into running it back this season with a trio of Jimmy, Bam, and Tyler Hero for whatever reason, because Hero was hurt so much, if he has an injury that's going to keep him out.
Well, they went to the NBA Finals
last year without Tyler Hero, but this year they missed on Dame Lillard for, you know, all reasons we've discussed for many times already, and they ran it back with this trio. They felt like healthy, this trio could be good enough to win the NBA Finals. We want to have a conversation about, hey, it's time to move on from this trio. That's a fair conversation. To me, that makes sense, right? But to say, well, you know, in 5 seasons, 4 Eastern Conference Finals appearances, 2 NBA Finals appearances, move on from Jimmy Butler. I mean, it is clear-cut, Hawk. They're not going to do that.
Did you call me Hawk?
Hawk. They're not going to trade Jimmy Butler. It's
Doug Plagans on opening day. I mean, guy's looking good as always. Just getting a long editorial here, Plagans, from Solana about the Heat. We'll be into commercials before you know it. I got them all fired up for some reason.
You have listened to 7 words I've said this entire segment.
I'm watching the Marlins game tracker on the CBS app.
All right, your weather from the Demesman and Dover
Law Firm. Tree is offering Doug Plagans a cheese stick.
Does Plagans snack?
I would imagine Plagans is a good snacker.
Yeah?
He's certainly not buying what Tree's offering today. Yeah. Tree offered him some of these Welch's fruit snacks. Plagans shook him off like a like a catcher, like a pitcher waving off the curve, the slurve.
Huh? Those are hard to turn down, though, right? The Welch's fruit snacks.
I know. I haven't eaten them yet.
Be hard pressed to find somebody that doesn't enjoy a Welch's fruit snack. All right, Hawk. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Partly cloudy in South Florida. Tonight, the lows will be in the mid 70s. That is your weather.
All right, Doug Plagans is going to join us in the next segment.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
This is what Instagram was made for. Me and Tree eating hot dogs.
Hawk and Crowder.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Doug Plagans is sitting here with us. So a couple things here. Tonight, 2010's night at the Amerant Bank Arena. All fans in attendance will get this good-looking 2010's puck. This will complete the 30th anniversary series puck collection. Are you taking them home because you're a collector?
I've got the second one. I've got the 2000s night one up in the broadcast booth. I got to find my 90s night one, but 2010's, excited for this one. I was huge back then in the 2010s.
That was your era?
Yep. Yep.
That's your wheel, because I'm an 80s. Like, give me the 80s all day, every day. You like the 2010s?
I was just big back then.
You're talking like physically big? Keith Yandel and Sean Thornton will bang the drum pregame tonight, and Ed Jovanovski will participate in the ceremonial puck drop.
All Panthers during the 2010s.
That is correct. That was Jovo's second run.
Yes.
With the Panthers. Solana, before I get into it here with Plagans, you lost your Yurfee?
I did, Hawk.
He had a bet going Yurfee, which is yes, runs in the first inning. Marlins, Pirates. I'm a big Nerfy guy, no runs first inning bet, and he bet the Yurfee today, but there were no runs in the first inning of the Marlins open.
I don't have any data in front of me, but I'm going to go ahead and guess that the no runs first inning hits more than the yes runs.
Correct. So no runs first. The Nerfy is always less odds because of that. The Yurfee is a lot tougher to hit.
I don't know about that.
My thought was opening day, you're throwing your two best pitchers.
I'll give it to Solana, though, for this, because early in the season – maybe the pitchers don't have their best stuff.
That's what Solana was saying.
I think there's something to that.
Solana also suggested that maybe Jesus Luzardo was nervous today pitching the Marlins opener.
I wouldn't have entertained that idea.
Yeah, neither would I.
No?
Neither did I.
Plagans, I mean, he's really only getting the start on opening day because of a couple other injuries to some other guys. Hometown kid, a lot of pressure on him this year to compete.
I think he's qualified, though, to have that start.
But these guys always talk about first day nerves, first day butterflies. They always
nobody
talk about that. They always
nobody,
talk
nobody
about
talks
that.
About that.
Plus, Jesus Luzardo is a 6-year MLB vet. I don't think he's.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I didn't think was a great
job handicapping.
If there were
nerves, they'd be good nerves.
Right. Excitement.
Yes.
Tonight, by the way, you can listen to the Panthers game on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans, Billy Lindsay. The television portion of tonight's game, the pregame, will be on Bally Sports Sun because Bally Sports Florida will have the Marlins game. And then the telecast of tonight's Panthers game will be on both Bally Sports Sun and Bally Sports Florida. So there you go. A little housekeeping before
programming
we
notes.
Begin here. Doug Plagans is the radio voice for the Florida Panthers, and you will hear him tonight on 560. So do you think the loss to Boston Tuesday night, you're up a goal and you end up losing the game. And I heard some people say that maybe that's kind of a wake-up call because there's this little lull going on with the Panthers at the end of the season. But I kind of feel like wake-up call. Like, do they need a wake-up call? Like, they're just fine. So What was your takeaway on Tuesday night? Just a tough loss?
I think it was just two really good teams. Somebody was going to win the game and somebody wasn't, and there were a couple of breaks that went against the Panthers late. And I think it was just, like I said, it was a game in which the Panthers, they started great. They had had leads throughout the game, but those are both really good teams that are going to see each other again on April 6th and are going to potentially see each other again in a playoff series. I think both teams are probably looking at it saying, okay, we're going to get back to where we want to get to. Good chance it's going to have to be through that team. So those are it was just two really good hockey teams. The Panthers had a bounce go against them late. The shot that David Pastrnak took that went off Pavel Zacha ended up being the 4-3 goal, and that was all she wrote for that one. I wouldn't put too much stock into calling it an end-of-season lull either. You look at this recent stretch, the Panthers have had a run of 10 or so games, all for the most part against playoff-bound teams or playoff bubble teams that are playing for their lives. And sometimes when you throw urgency and desperation into the equation, that can be a factor that makes things go different ways. The Panthers also had a few games there without Barkov. They are getting Aaron Ekblad back tonight after a 7-game injury absence. The Panthers have been in a situation, and it's a luxury, they've been in a situation where they've got ample depth and a good enough spot in the standings that if somebody's not 100%, they don't need to rush them back into the lineup. They had Gus Forsling out of the lineup there for a couple of games, the two on that trip to the Northeast. So there have been some key guys out of the lineup. It's important for those guys to get that rest and get back to 100%, and they've been in a spot in the standings where they're able to give guys the extra 24 hours if that's what they need. So I wouldn't worry too much about a loss to Boston or really any other loss that's taken place here. Big picture, I think the record is still something like 24-9-3 since the turn of the new year. You play at that clip over a season, and you're going to be in a good spot.
Right. In totality, you have no problems with how the season has gone. It's just been a little bit, I think, of a stumble here right towards the end.
I wouldn't put any stock into it. I think this is a contending team. It's arguably the best roster in the Eastern Conference, and I only say Eastern Conference because these are the teams that we see every night, haven't had a chance to see up close and personal what, for example, the deeper version of the Colorado Avalanche looks like in person, things like that. But again, the schedule, they're in the middle of 10 and 17 days. This is a hard grind, and they knew coming out of that uncharacteristic 4-day break, they were going to have 10 and 17 days. It was going to be a grind, and there were going to be a lot of tough matchups in there. There was going to be travel in there. There are going to be a couple of back-to-backs. So overall, like I said, I wouldn't put much stock in a couple of losses late in the year.
Give me your breakdown then, speaking of the East. I think there's top four teams and then everyone else. So give me between the Panthers and the Rangers and the Hurricanes and who am I leaving out, the Bruins, how does it stack up to you?
I think the Panthers, the Hurricanes, the Bruins, the Rangers, those are the four contenders. Now, what's interesting is for a long time, Toronto looked like they were entrenched in that third spot in the Atlantic. They've stumbled a little bit here lately, and the Tampa Bay Lightning have gotten hot. And the Lightning are only 2 points back now of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So Tampa Bay could vault itself out of a wild card and push the Leafs back into a wild card by the time this is all said and done. It's going to be an interesting sprint to the finish between those two teams. And those two teams, I don't put them in the group with that top four we just mentioned necessarily in terms of, I think, how dangerous maybe they could be. But could both those teams get hot enough to make a run? Absolutely. They have the talent to do so. The Lightning have not only the talent, but they have the pedigree to fall back on to do that. The race for those wild card spots is interesting. And when I say the wild card, I also lump in the third spot in the Metro because the Philadelphia Flyers, who've exceeded a lot of expectations, they've been there basically the entire season. Washington has just hung around this thing, and now they're in the second wild card. And the Detroit Red Wings, who come in here to Amerant Bank Arena on Saturday, they're the team now that is on the outside looking in and trying to get back into that mix. It's going to be an entertaining race, and what's interesting here is right now, depending on where the Panthers finish, there are probably 5-6 teams that they could play come round one. We'll just have to wait and see how the chips fall.
You know, you talk about the sprint to the finish. So there's 10 games left for the Panthers. What does Paul Maurice need to see or want to see, or has he seen enough over the season that, hey, let's get through these 10 games, and we'll worry about the postseason. Is there any kind of meaning to these final 10?
There always is. I think number one, you do want to have your game where you want it to be come game 83. You want to be able to be in that position where you're dialing it up. You're happy with how things look. You're happy with the way the rosters all come together and everything like that. This is a talented team, no question about it. The other thing is, and he's kind of said as much, getting a look at different line combos, getting a look at who can play where, what he's comfortable with, because you get into a playoff series, whether it be game to game or within a game, and somebody gets banged up, you want to be able to know, okay, well, without this guy, we can move this guy here, we can move this guy here, and we like that, we've seen it, we know how to use it, we know what to do with it. So I think a lot of it's about just learning the different combos, learning the different traits of the personnel here down the stretch, and just making sure the game is where you want it to be.
You're going to hear the Panthers tonight here on 560 WQAM with Doug Plagans. It'll be a good one. These final 10 are going to be fun to watch. The entire playoff race as it comes down to it is going to be really fun to watch and listen to. Today is opening day in Major League Baseball.
Yes.
You're a big baseball fan. We know that. You do a ballpark tour during the off season sometimes with your friends. What is the must? What is the must-have opening day at the ballpark? We were talking about this earlier. Do you have to have a hot dog and a beer at the ballpark on opening day? I feel like during the rest of the season, you can get a little cutesy. You know, you want to try the taquitos or whatever. But what on opening day? It's the beginning of the baseball season. It signifies a lot. You're at the ballpark. What do you have to get?
So this is an interesting one here, Hawk. Not to crush your dreams on this one, but I've been to 30 of the 30. I've been to all but two major league ballparks of the active ones. Been to all but two. And there are very few ballpark cuisine items that stick out to me in my mind. My buddy and I, who I've gone to just about every one of these parks with, our big thing is finding we like to go to the restaurant near the ballpark, the place on the way to the game, the place, because we're in the city that we want to go to. If we're in Los Angeles, we're going to In-N-Out before we go to the game. Or we're going to go to In-N-Out after the game. We're not big ballpark food consumers.
Really?
Mm-mm.
So you won't normally get a hot dog?
We'll usually do the big, large pop for the souvenir cup.
Interesting.
Yep. So we do the big meal in the afternoon, whether it be if we're in Kansas City, we're going to Jack Stack Barbecue.
But isn't it fun to kind of graze on food during the game? Like you strike me. He might be, Solana, a scorecard guy. Do you keep an active scorecard?
I do not.
Okay.
I do not.
You have, though, in the past.
Yeah, I don't even have the attention span, I don't think, to sit there. Because then you can't go and take a walk.
Right.
You know, you have to.
Because if you're in, you got to do every inning.
Yeah,
you have to be
locked in.
Right.
So, yeah, like there are only a handful of items out of the, like I said, I've been to all but two active parks. There are only a couple that I would consider
to be.
What
about a Dodger dog? I mean, at Dodger Stadium?
I've done it. I've had the regular one and the all-beef one. It's fine.
Interesting.
Yeah, but I would say the best ballpark food item, and I don't even know if they still have it, White Sox have a full-size souvenir batting helmet, and it had three different flavors of ice cream and a funnel cake on the bottom and whipped cream and like four different topping sauces and nuts and bananas and
seems
strawberries.
Like that seems like you don't prefer the little
it
mini
was,
helmet with
honestly,
the soft serve.
That for what we're like, this is the best thing going. That was awesome. But like if I'm in Pittsburgh, I'm going to Permane Brothers, then we're going over to the game. If I'm in California, we're hitting In-N-Out on the way home and in the afternoon.
When I go to a sporting event, even when there's restaurants around, because I know a lot of people they'll go to Bayside before a Heat game, like I like to eat in the stadium. To me, there's something fun about having the stadium food and grazing on food, especially a baseball game.
Well, baseball, and that's a luxury baseball. The baseball kind of is able to play to that almost like going to the fair.
It's a little quicker now.
It is.
You don't get to graze. When I'm at a baseball game, I didn't mind 3 hours, 3.5 hours if I was there because it was more time to enjoy the ballpark. On TV, I like a 2.5 hour game, 2 hour and 20 minute game. But when I'm there, I like it to be long.
Well, especially like you, and you know this coming from the Midwest too. And I growing up in Detroit, part of the great thing about baseball is in markets like Detroit, in Cleveland, where I lived for a number of years, you have these nice months, and going to sit at the ballpark is something you look forward to. Yeah. And from about May through September, that's really the only good weather, consistent good weather months that you have. I mean, going to April games in Detroit, Cleveland, places like that, it's you're gearing.
You're
that,
cold.
That's not for the faint of heart.
Yep.
To go to an April game,
yeah,
in one of those markets. So you know, where they play outdoors, but when the weather's nice, you don't even look to see who they're playing. You don't look to see
it's
who they're playing. You're going to the ballpark because it's going to be a beautiful evening in June, and it's going to be 78 degrees in downtown Cleveland, and you're just sitting there enjoying it.
What about Cracker Jack? Do people still like Cracker Jack? Do people even know what Cracker Jack is?
I like it. I like caramel corn with a little bit of peanuts mixed in. Toffee,
you know,
in there, I think.
A lot of people call it Cracker Jacks. Do you know that it is Cracker Jack?
That's what the box says.
Cracker Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. You have Cracker Jack, Solana? You ever had it?
I knew what it was, and I've had it before, but no, that is not something I look forward to eating at a ballpark, especially in Miami. I mean, I can get croquetas, Doug. What am
right.
I doing with a bag of Cracker
Jack? But
it's
in the song, you know, buy me some peanuts and Cracker Jack.
Yeah, I'm familiar with the song, Hawk.
Because it's
yeah.
in the song.
Mm-hmm, right. Yeah.
What's going on in the Marlins game, by the way? I can see it out behind you.
They're up 2-0 right now.
The Marlins are
who
up
did the
nothing?
Damage?
Yeah, 2-0.
Give me a Jake Berger home run. Come on.
No Jake Berger home run, but
Jazz Chisholm
scored and Jake Berger scored as well.
Jazz Chisholm hit?
I don't know. He got on base, but I don't know if he got a hit. I missed it. So I'm not certain.
Because I got a parlay working. I need a Jazz Chisholm hit.
Oh, okay.
I just need one.
Just a hit.
Just a hit. Then
he
I
walked.
Also need a. He walked.
Yeah, he walked.
Son of a gun.
I could use a home run from Jazz. You know, in Topps baseball cards, they have these things called home run challenge. And you play it on a day you think the guy's going to hit a home run, or that you hope the guy hits a home run. You play it on that date. If he hits a home run, then Topps mails you a unique card because it was a
winner. But how do
you
get to play it? Do you have to have?
You get it, you scratch it off, you put the code in online, so you only get to use it once. And if it doesn't hit, then
and you used it today?
And I used Jazz.
On Jazz?
Yep.
Today?
I had a Jazz one, so I used it today.
Interesting.
I've hit on three or four of them in the past.
Interesting.
They're pretty cool.
I like opening day. There's something about opening day. This is a fun day in South Florida sports. I would love to see the Panthers get a dub tonight.
They clinch a playoff spot if they do.
Is that so?
Yep. A win of any in any fashion.
I mean, they're going to the playoffs regardless.
Right.
But
it would just be nice to have the little X.
And, this would clinch.
And there are some other variables. If they didn't win, some other things could happen that could get them in. But, yeah, a win of any sort tonight, and the Panthers can officially put that X next to their names and have a playoff spot.
Hey, Doug, I think it's really cool that you've been to almost every ballpark. What about minor league ballparks?
Oh, I bet he loves
minor league. Because I have family in Rochester, so every time I'm in Rochester, it's called Innovative Field now, where the Red Wings play. I would go up there if I'm there for a weekend, 2-3 nights if they're playing. Do you do that as well? You go watch spring training? I guess you can't because of
the
Panther
have been
season.
To spring training a couple of times. A group of friends and I remember specifically 04 and 05, we went out to Arizona. One of those years we did 14 games in 10 days.
Wow.
It was that was pretty cool. I've done minor league parks in a lot of different places around the country. Some pretty cool places. Some off the beaten path kind of places. That's always fun to me.
How about a Savannah Bananas game? You into the Savannah Bananas?
I admire the idea behind it, and it's something new, and it's very successful. And
you
I
hate
credit,
it.
Credit
you
them
hate
for
it.
Being successful.
Because he's a purist.
I credit them
for
coming up with a successful idea. I see the highlights, and I'm like, that's great. It might be bringing some people into baseball. I just don't know if that's made for me. But you know what? I can sit here and say it doesn't have to be made
you
for me.
You would go there and boo them.
No.
When they,
no, I'd go, I'd go
when
and
they
watch.
They did their shenanigans.
I'd go and watch, them. But I just don't. I guess that's
you'd
the.
You'd turn your back.
No, I wouldn't. I think the way I put it is I can realize not everything's made for me. I don't think that was made for me necessarily. I like to go and watch the intricacies of baseball, the way that it's been played, you know, since the 1800s.
Abner Doubleday.
Yes, since Abner Doubleday out there in Cooperstown with all his buddies started it up. But I appreciate what they're doing, and I credit anybody who comes up with an idea that sells tickets like that.
Hawk, I know what Doug Plagans is really thinking because it's what I'm thinking. All right, enough of your TikToks. Play the game the way it was meant to be played. We get
it. You know, Jimmy loves the Savannah Bananas. I mean, just he's been to them twice, and he loves it. So he's like, that's
only
your
once.
Arch. Well, yeah, you're going a second time, I'm sure.
Yes, I am.
You hate what Plagans is saying, right? It's the most fun you've ever had at a ballpark, Jimmy. Go ahead. You could say it.
Oh, it's a blast.
Yeah.
No, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that it's fun.
Right. But the most fun you've ever had at a ballpark, Jimmy, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
I like when Jimmy agrees with me. Like when he just plays along. All right, Doug Blagans, he's going to be on the call tonight. Panthers and Islanders, you heard it here first. Panthers win and they clinch.
Yep.
I don't know if you heard it here first. It's probably been mentioned before, but this is the first time we're learning of it.
Or if you were just really good at math and crunching numbers, you could have sat there and come up with that idea.
Who really wants to crunch numbers?
But the numbers are already crunched. Why crunch the numbers when they're crunched
crunch
for you?
Why crunch them when they're pre-crunched? Doug Blagans on the call tonight here in Sunrise. You will hear the game on 560 WQAM, 7 p.m. puck drop tonight.
7 p.m. puck drop. So we're on the air at 7. We're dropping the puck right afterward.
Sounds very good. Have a good broadcast tonight. Let's get a dub so I can stop worrying. I know you told me to stop worrying that there's nothing,
nothing to worry about.
I just got a little bit of the spilkus over the last week and a half or so. So I'd like to get a dub tonight.
We don't need you worrying.
I don't want to be worrying.
Nope, you don't need to worry.
All right, fair enough. Doug Plagans, radio voice for your Florida Panthers. We will take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is next.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Baseball.
Hawk and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.